Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right, welcome. It's kind of a different show today. No Todd, just me, Ryan Ripley, as your host. I'm going to do a book review. We haven't done a lot of these in the past. We've talked about some books that we like, but actually sitting down and spending a few minutes talking about a book or two that we've read, in this case that I've read, and let's get into it. The book that we're going to look at today is called, let me pull this banner up, Gridiron Genius, A Masterclass in Building Teams and Winning at the Highest Level by Michael Lombardi. So as you can tell, just the name Lombardi, this is probably going to be a football book. It actually is. It's a football book. But it's also, what I love about this is its tagline, A Masterclass in Building Teams and Winning at the Highest Level. I have highlighted this thing like crazy. I've looked through this a few times. There's just so many great things in here to talk about. I don't want to give too much of it away. I want you to actually read the book. There's a link in the description to Amazon. I hope you check that out and grab this. But what really drew me into this book, very early on in the book, Lombardi talks about his model for a coach. And now in this context, it's a football coach, but I think you could actually take this and apply it to an agile coach, a scrum master, even a manager, vice president, leader. I think it's an excellent leadership book as well. But I love this comment that he has that a coach is a 5-tool leader, adept at strategy, tactics, preparation, execution, and the situational intuition, which is that ability to know which among these first four, strategy, tactics, preparation, and execution, which among the first four is required and when. So that awareness as that leader to know, is this a strategy moment? Is this a tactics moment? Is this a preparation moment or an execution moment? I just thought that was so great. And then he goes through and he builds out on these ideas, actually leaning on Bill Walsh's 17 rules, his standard of performance. One of these, number 5 being demonstrate character, another one being use positive language, seek poise in myself and other, and those that I lead. I'm not going to read them all to you. I want you to read this book. It's that good. But he goes into Bill Walsh's model there. The reason that Lombardi uses that model is he worked with Bill Walsh for a number of years on football teams, also served with Bill Belichick. And so he's been around some of the best coaches, at least from a sports perspective, including former owner of the Raiders, Al Davis, and shares a lot of insights into how these people ran their organizations. And so you're not going to get overburdened with too much football language, although there is some of it in there. But what you're going to learn about in this book are some of the leadership lessons that helped Lombardi and then some of the coaches that he worked with, like Bill Walsh and Bill Belichick, reach the pinnacle of their careers. And so I think that is just so awesome and important as well. Again, just some really great insights. One of the neat chapters in here is about special teams. So in football, there's the kickoff, there's punts, there's field goals, and there's these specialists and how really focusing on fundamentals in this area was an advantage. I think that kind of thinking is neat, especially when we're thinking about our organizations. I think you could think of your delivery pipelines, your DevOps, your security teams almost as special teams, and how there's a lack of emphasis there, and how if we were to emphasize on that, we would have an advantage. I think there's just so many parallels in this book. And again, like I have just, you know, I can flip to random pages, and I've held out these great notes that I think I'm going to come back to quite a bit. You know, they lay out these qualities for the quarterback. They lay out, and all of these shift beautifully over to leadership and scrum masters, right? So one of these ideas of a quarterback is this innate ability, contextual smarts, work ethic, having a thick skin, understanding what winning means. I mean, all these great ideas that apply to our context beautifully. What I really like here is that Lombardi pulls on this idea of a coach as primarily a teacher. And it's really like, this is an area of the book that I've just really highlighted and spent a lot of time on, saying, don't coach things, teach them. And I like this discussion. It's a really interesting look at how we could adapt our coaching stance a little bit to include some more teaching consulting. And I think you'll like it too. Some other quotes that stood out to me, you know, football is ultimately a business. And as in any successful business, the most important ingredients are a sound culture, realistic plan, strong leadership, and a talented workforce. I mean, sounds super basic, but then he drives into that. But I think it's important to think about success in that context. This is another quote from D. Hawk that's in the book that really stood out to me. The problem is never how to get new innovative thoughts into your mind, but how to get old ones out. So letting go of what you thought was a good idea and making space for new ones, super important. What I really like too is towards the end of the book, he talks about how a football team prepares for the week. So we know that football is played on Sunday. Well, now it's played on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, but when preparing for Sunday, he starts on the previous Monday and works through each day, the type of planning that would happen. And I think scrum masters would do well to take a look at the level of preparation and execution that goes on through the week in order to deliver that increment, that football game on Sunday. And I think there's some really good parallels and ideas there that, you know, towards the end of the book, this is probably the more interesting part, especially for scrum masters, is really looking at, you know, how a football team prepares to deliver their product. I think it's very similar to how we ought to be working to deliver our products. And so there's a lot of great parallels in here to our work. I think Gridiron Genius is a must read. I would give it our highest rating if we had a rating scale, which we don't because this is new, but I think this is one you got to get. So Gridiron Genius, even Maddie has come up here. Our Manx has come up here to join us to love the book too. Get this book for your scrum master, for your agile coach, for your manager, for the leader in the org that is an avid reader. Don't worry too much about the football lingo. This is a leadership, business, coaching, team building book that I think you're going to get a lot of value of. Let us know in the comments. Right. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss a video. We throw an end screen up here and we'll get you into the socials. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We post a lot of content there. I'd love to read your comments. If you pick up this book and you check it out, let us know what you think. We hope you like it. Do you have any books that you're in love with right now? Let us know in the comments. Perhaps we will pick those up and review them in the future. Are book reviews valuable to you? Let us know in the comments as well. I'm Ryan. Thanks for being here. Please like and subscribe. Let us know if this is the kind of thing you want to see more of, and perhaps we'll have another book review for you next week. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!